సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. As a mumukshu, or a seeker of moksha, one has to change the thought pattern about oneself. Looking at the world, people, objects, incidents, all events as opposite to me, separate from me, different from me, this type of bhavana develops limitation in oneself. I become so limited as long as I see the world, people different from me. The moment I see the world, people are different from me, I start looking at the events also causing a problem. The moment I see the difference, a consequence is, I look at the events happening between person to person or person to objects, the events, I look at them as cause for my sorrow. So Shastra says, events by themselves are not the cause of samsara. Events happening in our life, they are not cause for our sorrow. Then what are the reasons for our sorrow? Many reasons are there in our mind. This is the reason for my sorrow. This is the reason for my sorrow. We list out endlessly, one after the other. Sometimes we list out outside, sometimes we don't list out outside and we list out inside. The list is going on. And that list always disturbing my mind. Event by itself is neither to give sukha or dukkha, but how I look at it, the thought perception towards the event is the cause for my sorrow. Event is a samanya karanam. My perception towards the event is vishesha karanam, specific cause. Event by itself is a general cause. You cannot stop events to happen. When you transact with the world, events bound to happen. At many levels. But what can I stop now? Looking at the events with wrong perception, I can stop. That is in my hand. I can change my mind. I can change my mind perception towards the events by changing my wrong perception to right perception. So I have to train myself to stop looking at the event with a wrong perception. I shift the thought pattern, I change, I develop a right perception, positive perception instead of negative perception. I change to positive perception, right perception with understanding. So that vishesha karanam is my perception. It is in my hand because my mind only. I can change it, I can train it, I can discipline it, whatever way I want. But even when they are occurring, they are not in my hand. I am helpless. They are uncontrollable, unpredictable. Even my own family members, their behavior is unpredictable. Because of their behavior, they create certain problems or situations, suppose, in the name of events again. So these are all not in my hand. Then what is in my hand? For that, we used to give an example. When there are so many stones or glass pieces on the road, I want to walk without getting any hurt. Can I spread the carpet throughout the road wherever I am walking? Is it possible? There are so many glass pieces, stones, so many are there on the road. But I want to walk safely. So I cannot make the road perfect. That too, Chennai road. Very impossible also. So what is the intelligent way of protecting your foot? Wear chappal, suitable chappal. Shoes are chappal. So wherever you go, your foot is safe. Instead of spreading carpet is not possible, first of all. Even you cannot imagine. Wear chappal, safely walk. Like that, don't try to change the world, people, events, situations, which is not possible. Wasting our time, energy, sometimes money also. To please others, we spend a lot of money. You can never please people. Don't waste your money also. Therefore, easiest way of coming out of this mental trauma, disturbance, best method is change your mind pattern of thinking. Thinking pattern change. Swamiji says always a triple C in R. Develop confidence, courageous, fearful, always, under any circumstances. Confident, courageous and cheerful. Under nice conditions, everybody is cheerful. Everyone is confident. Everyone is courageous. But the triple C, when I have to invoke, when the trivial situations emerges out, come to surface, I have to invoke the confidence. How? By changing my thought pattern. If I don't change my thought pattern, however much I study Shastra, it will not soak into my buddhi or mind. The Shastra phalam, jnana phalam won't come. Therefore, shravanam, mananam alone is not sufficient. One has to do nididhyasanam, contemplation. What type of contemplation? Two types of contemplation. Either while walking itself, pasyan srunvan srishan jigran ashnan gachan swapan swasan pralapan visrajan grinhan unmishan nimishan nasi. As you are walking, as you are talking, as you are doing anything, if you remember your higher nature, your life is wonderful. Higher nature. 10 years I am listening to Shastra. 15 years I am listening to Shastra. How many minutes you are remembering your higher nature is the question. How many minutes you are going to your green room? Going to green room means not losing sight of my real nature, who is neither manasu buddhi chitta ahankara, mano buddhi ahankara chitta ninaham, nacha shrotra jimhe, nacha ghrana netre, nacha vyoma bhumir, natejo na vayuhu. This is the teaching what we are receiving from Shastra. Receiving alone is not sufficient, you have to assimilate. Internalization. Just as you eat food, but it has to be assimilated. Eaten food can never give strength. Eaten food can never give strength. What will give strength? What will nourish your body? Assimilated food alone. Assimilated food alone will nourish your body. It gives strength. Similarly, received Shastra, listening or listening, not one or two, all websites, whatever is available, so many talks of so many people, CDs, cassettes, wherever lecture is going there, I have to be there. That type of listening, only shravanam level, without assimilation, without internalization, jnana phalam, the ananda won't come at all, dukkha nivritti will not take place. I looked okay, but internally, inside, next janma varakoodadhenakku, in the janma ve last enakku, because I am a Vedantic student, I have no second birth, next birth, this is the last birth. Like this people are thinking, means what? Not assimilated the teaching and artham. Because I am a Vedantic student, this is the last janma for me. Thinking like that also shows that a person has not yet assimilated the teaching. That's the assimilation. Once you take, only you are called sthirapragnaha, sthitapragnaha. Without nididhyasana, abhyasa, all people cannot do nididhyasanam while walking, talking and all. It is difficult. A uttam adhikari only can do that type of abhyasa. And samadhirupa abhyasa, as Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter. 5th chapter is Brahma Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Pashyan Srinvan Srishan Jigran is Brahma Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Means he never lose sight of his real nature. At all times, throughout routine, remembering at subconscious level. The moment I forget my real nature, life is miserable. If I remember my real nature, life is wonderful. Miserable, wonderful. It is in your hand. Therefore, never lose sight of. For that, nididhyasana grandhas are there. If you go on doing that sotrams, This Nirvana Shatkam is a Nididhyasana Stotram. Like that, there are many other Nididhyasana Stotrams, Granthas. One of the Nididhyasana texts is Ashtavakra Gita or Ashtavakra Samhita. What for we have to study this text now? To internalize what I have received in Bhagavad Gita. 18 chapters, what Lord Krishna said. That I have to internalize. What Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, that Atma Swarupam, that is my real nature, I have to internalize. Not only that, I study Ashtavakra Gita to internalize my knowledge, what I have received from Upanishad, Mundakopanishad, Kenopanishad, Kaivalyopanishad, Kathopanishad, Ishavasyopanishad, Prashnopanishad, Chandogyopanishad, Taittiriyopanishad, Mandukyopanishad, and Brihadaranyakopanishad. What I have received, I have to internalize. In spite of listening 10 Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, 2 course, 3 course, Analukoda, I am not able to claim I am Brahman. Why? Because there is some obstacle. I have to internalize. There is no meaning of studying again and again and again. Jnanam, whatever I listen in the Shastra, it gives. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya. Jnanam has come. That Jivaha Brahmaiva na Paraha. That confidence, that conviction, I have to claim. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya will not release me from bondage. Brahman alone is the truth. The world is unreal. This knowledge will not liberate me. The next sentence, Jivaha Aham Paramatma Brahma Eva. This alone liberates a person. So that assimilation is very important, internalization is very important. That is why Jnana Yoga Sadhanasana Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. The third step is Nididhyasanam, is known as contemplation. Vedantic meditation while sitting or while walking or talking. Remembering my real nature, that's all. So in Nididhyasanam you won't get any fresh knowledge. Knowledge comes at the time of Shravanam. Knowledge comes at the time of Shravanam. This body is anatma, mind is anatma, made out of 5 elements, excellent to listen, wonderful, excellent, beautiful, amazing. But this knowledge, what I have received, I have to claim, yes, I am not Panchakoshas, I am not Shariratrayam. There is no doubt. That is called Nishtha. Nishtha comes only by Nididhyasanam. 99% of people require Nididhyasanam. That is why Shastra prescribes Jnana Yoga Sadhanam. After Karma Yoga, after Upasana, you have come to Shastra. Shastra, you are doing Shravanam. From long time you are doing Shravanam. That Shravanam and Mananam over then Nididhyasanam. So only sit and do Nididhyasanam every day, few minutes. Dwelling upon the teaching. What is Nididhyasanam? Dwelling upon the teaching. Either by writing, rewriting your notes, or listening to cassettes or CDs, sitting and closing your eyes, saying to yourself, The entire teaching you are masticating. And the maadu ukkaanundhi, and the pulli eppadi kaddu vandhi, vaayukulla thiripi kondu varuva. And the monkey kulla paathoda inge inge vechukku vandhi. பட்டக்கு பட்டக்குன்னு சாப்பிட்டுட்டு உள்ள வச்சுக்கோ. அதுக்கப்புறம் முள்ளமா உட்கார்ந்து இட் பிரிங்ஸ் பேக் டு த மவுத் அண்ட் சிட் க்ளோஸ்லி. ஹவ் இட் டஸ்? ஸ்லோலி ஆர் ஃபாஸ்ட்? மாஸ்டிகேஷன் கோஸ் ஸ்லோலி. வைல் டூயிங் தட் மாஸ்டிகேஷன், த மன்சிங் தட் யூ ஹவ் சீன் எனி டைம் கவ் ஆர் பஃபலோ, ஹவ் இட் நெவர் ஓபன்ஸ் ஐஸ், இட் க்ளோஸ் இட்ஸ் ஐஸ் and sit quietly and enjoy. Look at it once. How is this? While eating, it has a tension. It has got a disturbance. It is not so calm and quiet. Anybody may come, anybody may hit. But gata-gata-gata, he got eating. Morning to till evening, in the morning they leave it out in the and the fields. Is go on eating hours together. How much it has eaten, that much it has to masticate. So many hours it takes. நீங்க பார்த்துட்டே இருங்க, வாய் இட் ரொட்டேட் பண்ணிட்டே இருக்கும். அது சுவிச் காலேஜ் இட் ஹேஸ் கான். டெல் மீ ஹூ தாட் வாட் எவர் ஐ ஹவ் ஈட்டன், நத்திங் இஸ் தேர் இன் த மவுத், but it brings out and nicely enjoying it. No nectar milk can come out. If I masticate this grass, what I have consumed. The buffalo knows, cow knows, the bull knows, all animals knows. Why human being is not knowing? உட்கார்ந்து கொஞ்ச நேரம் திங்க் பண்ண, வாட் எவர் யூ ஹவ் ஸ்டடிட், உட்காருன்னா படிச்சா போதும், எதுக்கு உட்காருது? நிதித்தியாசனம் எல்லாம் தட் இஸ் வை வி ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு என்ஜாய் தட் ஞான ஃபலம். அஷ்டாவக்ரா இஸ் டெல்லிங் தேர் ஆர் மெனி பீப்புள் ஹவ் சீன் பட் தேர் ஹவ் நாட் இன்டர்னலைஸ்ட். ஸோ ஜனகா இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் எ க்வெஸ்சன். The text begins with Janaka Maharaja's question. You know Janaka Maharaja, Sita Devi's father. I hope don't ask me who is Sita Devi. Sita, Rama's wife. Don't ask me who is Rama. No, because there are many Ramas. Balarama, Parasurama, Kodandarama, Puchi Rama. ஸ்ரீராமச்சந்திரமூர்த்தி, வைஃப் சீதா, ஹர் ஃபாதர், ஃபாதரிங் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீராமா, ஆர் ஃபாதர் ஆஃப் சீதா தேவி, ஜனக மகாராஜா, தே சின்சியர் வேதாந்திக் ஸ்டூடெண்ட், ஓ ஸ்டூடியஸ், ஹம்பிள், சின்சியர் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஆஃப் வேதாந்தா, தீவிர முமுக்ஷு. I gave the story in the last class, how Ashtavakra saved his father from that shapam, and Janaka invited, then Ashtavakra became a normal person and people used to laugh at him. Whenever he go to any sabha, people used to laugh at him by seeing his ugly form. Then his father taken back that shapam, then Ashtavakra becomes normal. Janaka Maharaja invites him by knowing his greatness, because he defeated his Asthana Vidwan. Ashtavakra defeated Asthana Vidwan of Janaka Maharaja. Therefore, Janaka approached Ashtavakra, please further teach me. He is asking three questions here. The first question begins with three questions of Janaka Maharaja. He is asking to Ashtavakra. Ashtavakra is the teacher here in this text. Janaka is the disciple. Now, with this background, we will enter into the text, first shloka, first chapter. Janaka uvacha katham jnanam avapnoti katham muktir bhavishyati vairagyam cha katham praptam etad bruhi mama prabho he prabho. He is addressing Ashtavakra. Oh my lord, prabhu means lord. It shows how much reverence he is having towards Ashtavakra. The reverence towards a jnani or a great teacher, it shows the reverence towards knowledge. When you show reverence towards a person, when you know the greatness of that person, you show reverence to that person. When can you know that reverence, greatness of that, what he is having now? When you have reverence towards that thing what you want. What you respect, what you like, you respect more. What you like, you respect more, you revere more. Janaka respect what? Not kingdom, not any other palaces or anything in pleasures in the world. Janaka revere or respect self-knowledge, Brahma Vidya. Janaka Maharaja, Ashwapati, these two only are available. யார் கோட் பண்ண இந்த ரெண்டு ராஜா பேர் தான் கோட் பண்ணுவா ஜானீஸ்ல. அஸ்வபதி ராஜா, ஜனக மகாராஜா, தசரதா பேர் யாருமே சொல்லல. இப்போ வெரி ரேர் கிரகஸ்தாசிரமா டு கெட் ஜானம்னு தெரியறது. ரிஷிஸ்ல யாக்ஞவல்கிய ரிஷி, வசிஷ்ட மகர்ஷி, லைக் தட் மெனி ரிஷிஸ். Sir, Janaka Maharaja addressing his Guru, hey Prabho, oh my Lord, mama bruhi, mama me, to me bruhi, please teach me. Janaka asked to Ashtavakra. Why his name is known as Ashtavakra? Eight vakrams, eight curves were there when he was born. In his mother's womb itself. Why eight curves? Because his father chanted mantras, recited mantras wrongly. He tried to correct his father. Father gave the shapam. So that's why his name known as Ashtavakra. Even he became all right afterwards, that name continues. Ashtavakra. He became a very popular person in Vedanta field. Became very popular. Enna jnani. Amma vayasula irukkumbode jnani aayitar. Appadi evada popular? Edho 70 vayasu 80 vayasu vanda popular aagradhu kashtam. After 80-70 people recognized Ramana Maharshi is a jnani. When he was 30, nobody knows he is a jnani. Later they have interviewed many people there and the autobiography will apparanda theriyirudhu. So when you know to people you are a jnani at your womb, and then mother's womb la irukkumbodhe jnani enu therinja avanukku evlo value irukum. So much value. So Ashtavakra is so famous among jnanis. So So such Ashtavakra teachings we are studying. Adi namaku theriyanum first. How much reverence we have to give this to this text. The reverence I give more to the text, the more I receive. If I don't know the value of the text, I receive only little. The Ashtavakra is so great, a jnani, his teaching is worth remembering all the time. So Janaka knows that. Janaka knows the value of Ashtavakra. Janaka values for self-knowledge. Therefore, he is asking the first question. Katham jnanam avapnoti me bruhi. Please tell me how you are to supply a person, a purushaha katham jnanam avapnoti. How a person can attain jnanam, self-knowledge. Please tell me. Second question. Katham muktim bhavishyati. Katham muktihi bhavishyati. How one can attain liberation? How one can attain jnanam? Apnoti means attain. Jnanam means self-knowledge. Atma jnanam. How one can attain atma jnanam? Please tell me. How one can attain liberation? That also please tell me. Third question. Katham vairagyam praptam. How one can attain liberation? To attain liberation, he must have vairagyam. That liberated person, how he has got that vairagyam, that also please tell me. Katham praptam. How to attain that vairagyam also, which is the means for self-knowledge, which is the means for liberation, moksha, mukti, bruhi. So, about jnanam, you have to tell me how to attain. About mukti, liberation also, how to attain, you have to tell me. Third question, how to get vairagyam to get above the both, above said both, na, jnanam and mukti. Without vairagyam also, one cannot get mukti. Therefore, how to get vairagyam? That also please tell me. Me bruhi he prabho. Three questions. So, very clear. Janaka Maharaja is very clear what he wants. So, the student must be very clear what he or she wants. Once you ask clearly, the Guru also gives clearly teaches. The whole first chapter, the topic is instructions on self-knowledge. I don't use the word self-realization. So that realization word, Atma Sakshatkara realization word, are misleading words. Therefore, we don't want to use that realization. Therefore, better use instructions to get self-knowledge. That is better. Sadhanas to attain self-knowledge. Disciplines to attain self-knowledge. Please tell me. How to attain jnanam, how to attain liberation, how to attain vairagyam. Vairagyam means detachment. Now, Ashtavakra is going to answer one by one. He goes in any order, different order also he goes. Okay. Next, second shloka will read. Ashtavakra uvacha mukti michchami chetatam விஷயான் விஷவத்யஜம் க்ஷமார்ஜவதயாதோஷம் சத்யம் பீயூஷவத்பஜம். Now Ashtavakra begins his teaching. He Tata, he is addressing Janaka Maharaja as, oh my dear son. Tata means here, my dear child. See the love. Even though he is a great emperor, Janaka Maharaja is a great emperor. But when he comes as a disciple, the teacher looks at the disciple as a child. Like it shows, you know, care for the disciple. Tata means, in Sanskrit and Telugu, Tata means grandfather. In Sanskrit and Sanskrit, Tamil and Telugu, Tata means grandfather. In Sanskrit, Tata means father. Here, Tata means child. Oh, my dear father, my dear child. Tata, oh Tata. Mukti michyasi chet. If you are desirous of moksha, muktim moksha. Ichchasi, if you are desirous of chet, and the chet put their clause. Now, if you are not interested, no need to talk. If you are interested, muktim ichchasi chet, kim karaniyam, what you have to do? Vishayan vishavat tyaja. Tyaja, may you give up. Tyaj dhatu. Is commanding, Lord, from Teja, you give up. What you have to give up? Vishayan Teja. Vishayan means object, material things. How you have to drop them? Vishavat. How you drop Visham? How you drop Visham? Poison, Visham, na poison. How you drop Visham, na? Visham paathinde, nanna irukka, eppadi irukkanu paapoma, na? Drop immediately, Visham nu sonnale, drop. Vishavat tyaja. Indha vishayam vandu Visham maadhiri nenichu vidu. Immediately you will get a doubt, a question. How to give up Vishaya? When I am in the world, I am in Vishaya. Whole world is full of objects, material things. How can I give up these Vishayas? Shastra says, Vishayas are not there. Ashtavakra is telling, there are no Vishayas, there are only Padarthas. All these things what you are seeing, they are only Padartham. Once you develop attachment towards them, Padartha will become Vishaya. Padam, Artham. Artham anna Purul. Clip is a Purul. Artha. Artha anna meaning anna vere. Meaning irukku. Artham. Adille. Inga Artha anna Purul. Clip angirthi oru Purul. அந்த பொருளுக்கு பேர் இருக்க வேண்டுமோ, இருக்கணுமா வேண்டாமா? இருக்கணும். இப்போ இந்த பொருளுக்கு என்ன பேர் என்னோட கையில இருக்க, என்ன பொருளுக்கு பேர் என்ன? பதம் இருக்கணும் அதுக்கு. என்ன பதம்? கிளிப்புங்கிற பதம். என்ன பொருளுக்கு அந்த கிளிப்புங்கிற பொருள் எது இருக்கோ அதுக்கு இந்த பதம். கிளிப்புங்கிறது பதம். பதம் பத அர்த்தம். புரியுறதோ? பதம் கிளிப்புங்கிறது ஒரு பதம், வேர்டு. பதம் என்ன அர்த்தம்? வேர்டு. கிளிப் இஸ் எ வேர்டு. இந்த வேர்ல்டுக்கு ஒரு பதார்த்தம் பொருள் இருக்கணும் இல்லையோ, அது பொருள் இருக்கு எனக்கு கையில. இதுக்கு ஒரு பதம் இருக்கு, அந்த பதத்துக்கு ஒரு பொருள் இருக்கு. அது என்னது? கிளிப். அப்ப கிளிப் என்ன ஆகும்? பதார்த்தம். டெஸ்க் என்ன ஆகும்? பதார்த்தம். மைக் பதார்த்தம். டேபிள் பதார்த்தம். என்ன டேபிள்? இஸ் எ பதம். இருசிட பொருள் டேபிள். ஃபேன், சேர், மேன், விமன், எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் எ பதார்த்தம். There is no problem. You need not drop padartha. Jagarthaya purinjukonga. You need not drop the padartha. But you drop the visaya. Visinoti badhati iti visayaha. You are converting that padartha which is created by God into visaya. How? By developing attachment, mamakara. Son is a padartha. Daughter is a padartha. Husband is a padartha. Then they will become visaya because I develop mamakara attachment. Emotionally I depend upon them. Without them my life is empty. I cannot stay without them even few hours. Two days. Without that object, I cannot stay. Without this person, I cannot stay. Without another thing, I cannot stay. With that, I cannot stay. Adhi kuda. Enna, raga dvesha rendu irukkuve. Idu irundha, na irukkuve maata, maamiyar. That is why nowadays, when they are going to marry, the girl asks, மாமியார் இருக்கா? ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் தட் பாய். ஆமா, என்ன? ஐ வாண்ட் ஏ பாய் வேர் டு ஹூம் மதர் இஸ் நாட் தேர். நோ மாமியார் ப்ராப்ளம். அப்படி கேக்குறான். அப்பா அம்மா இல்லைன்னா இன்னும் நல்லதுதான். என்னென்ன விஷயம்? எவர்ஷன். எவர்ஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தோஸ் பீப்பிள். How his boy can come without that parent? So certain things which I have raga attachment with them, I want to associate. Whom I don't like, which objects I don't like, I want to keep them away. Raga dvesha converts the padartha into vishayaha. I develop attachment towards certain objects, certain people. That objects and the people are padartha before my association. Once I develop attachment towards them, that padartha is converted into vishayaha. That attachment alone is the cause. Drop that attachment. Adha vishavat tyajana. Padartha vidavenda. You need not give up your kingdom. But give up the attachment towards your kingdom. I am so great, I am emperor because of this kingdom is mine. That feeling, that abhimana towards objects, towards people, towards things, everything, abhimana is convert the padartha into vishaya. So give up abhimana as a poison. So that means what? Give up attachment towards a padartha. Then it cannot become a vishaya. Padartha is padartha. If I develop love and affection towards this clip, color is nice, the clip is nice, it is abhimana. If I develop this padartha, clip will become what? Vishaya. Because it is badhati. It binds me. Small, small things. The specs you are wearing, that also is a vishaya. Ornaments what you are wearing, vishaya. The what you are using, everything will become vishaya because they are binding us. Tyaja, if you are interested in moksha. If you are not interested in moksha, you need not. You need not give up like a poison. You have to give up if you are a mumukshu. This is the first thought you have to do assimilation. Eppadi varum gnana phalam chumma varum brahma satyam jagan vidya brahma satyam jagan vidya annaru teacher nalla quote pannuvaru scholar maadhiri parrot maadhiri ella quote pannina varuma padam padartham padarthama paaru husband is also a padartha wife is also a padartha you are converting them as vishaya that's why you are struggling in that moksha eppadi varum annaru Next, he says, second line, Shama Arjavam Daya Tosha Satyam Piyushavat Bhaja. First line is Tyaja, Ippa Bhaja. You have to resort to. Tyaja means drop. Bhaja means you have to resort to. You have to welcome, you have to invite, you have to nurture. You have to nourish bhaja anna bhajana pannuradilla inga bhaja anna you have to take them cultivate them how what are they five disciplines is giving five virtues five point program what are they number 1 kshama number 2 is arjavam Number 3, Daya. Number 4, Tosha. Number 5, Satyam. So, Kshama. First one is forgiveness. Learn to forgive everything in the world. Except one or two and சொல்ல கூடாது forgive everything that forgiveness is called kshama like bhumi bhumata has got a tremendous kshama harikkaradillayo bhumi evlo patience irkano evlo kshama irkano and mannikkira தன்மையினர் மன்னிக்கிற குணம்னர் அந்த மன்னிக்கிற குணம் என்னன்னா யூ ஆர் நாட் ஃபிட் ஃபார் மோக்ஷா க்ஷமா ஃபர்கிவ் எவ்ரி ஒன் ஈவன் ஏ கிரிமினல் எவ்வளவு தப்பு பண்ணாலும் பரவாயில்ல ஆகட்டும் ஃபர்கிவ் தேம் லெட்ஸ் சே ராம invited welcomes at vibhishana who is the brother of ravana even ravanan kuda iniki poi naaliki va naaliki vanduta velu thirupi iniki poi naaliki va ravana was so tired of listening these words but rama was not tired of saying that so forgiveness is very very important never have any vengeance na paga யாரு மேல இருக்கக்கூடாது சர்ச் பண்ணணும் நமக்குள்ள யாரு மேலாவது கோபம் இருக்கான்னு பாக்கணும் இவன் எனக்கு அப்படியே பல்லு கடிச்சு ஐ லவ் எவ்ரி ஒன் எக்ஸப்ட் அவன் மேலேயே நீங்க ஃபர்கிவ்னஸ் காமிக்கணும் முக்கியமா அதுதான் முக்கியம் ஸோ யூ ஆர் ஓன்லி த லூசர் அண்ட் யூ பிகம் மோர் எத்திக் பர்சன் ஒன்ஸ் யூ டெவலப் வெஞ்சன்ஸ் கமாக்கு அப்போசிட் பதம் என்ன பகை வெஞ்சன்ஸ் அது இருக்கவே கூடாது யாருமேலே கூட சோ ஹே ஜனகா யூ ஹாவ் டு பஜா என்ன கமா பஜா நம்பர் 2 ஆர்ஜவம் ஸ்ட்ரைட் ஃபார்வர்ட்னஸ் ஆர்ஜவம் இன்டெக்ரேஷன் ரெக்டிட்யூட் பிட்வீன் வாட் அண்ட் வாட் Straightforwardness between mind, thought, or thought, word and deed. There must be an integration, synthesis between your, what you are talking, what you are thinking, what you are doing. Sayal, yochenai and pesaradhu ellame ore maadhiri dhaan irukkanum. Manasyekam. வச்சஸ்தியேகம் கர்மணி ஏகம் மகாத்மனஹா அது ரொம்ப முக்கியம். யாருக்கு? முக்திம் இச்சதி சேத். இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் மோக்ஷா, யூ ஹாவ் டு லிவ் எ ஸ்ட்ரைட் ஃபார்வர்டு லைஃப். வக்கரமா இருக்கக்கூடாது, ஸ்பிளிட் பெர்சனாலிட்டி இருக்கக்கூடாது. பேசுறது ஒண்ணு, பண்றது ஒண்ணு. பண்றது ராமர் பூஜை, இடுக்கிறது ராமர் கோயில். அப்படி எல்லாம் பண்ணலாமா? ஓகே, எது வாட் எவர் யூ ஸ்பீக் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ, வாட் எவர் யூ டூ யூ ஹாவ் டு திங்க், கனெக்ஷன் ஷுட் பி தேர். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஆர்ஜவம். Then third one is called Daya, kindness. May you have kindness towards all beings, not only human beings, towards every insect, towards every animal, towards every bird, towards every species. You have to develop tremendous Daya. When we are taking sannyasa diksha, these are all comes in mantra. Say a sannyasi has to give abhayam to the entire universe. There is no harm to anything in this universe because of me. I am giving abhayam, bhaya rahitam. Sanyasi ni paathu yaaru bhayapada venda, yenna avar abhayam kudukkaraaru. Avar moolama yaarukku eppadi patta harm na haani nadakkave nadakkadu. That is why a sannyasi is there, it is good for the society. He never do any harm, not only human beings, even other beings. Ramaraya Kavi says in his commentary, even sannyasi should not pluck the flowers. Sannyasi should not pluck the leaves. Amma, amma alavaku ratham. When he can do, when he has got, she has got daya. Daya bhuteshu. Lord Krishna also says, 13th chapter, 16th chapter, Daivi Sampat, 13th chapter, Amanitvam, Adambhitvam, Ahimsa. So, himsa ki illam nirikkandhi daya. Compassion. We have a tremendous compassion. Enadhi paathinu udane பாவம் வளரும் மனசுக்குள்ள. எம்பதி ஆர் சிம்பதி, எம்பதி சிம்பதி இல்லைன்னா ஏதோ பத்திக்கு போக வேண்டியதாகும். அல்லோபதி ஹோமியோபதி ஏதோ பத்திலோக்கு போயிடுவோம். அதனால டெவலப் சின்ன வயசுல இருந்து அந்த எம்பதி சிம்பதி நல்லா வளரணும், வளரணும். அந்த தயான தேர்ட் ஒன். தென் தோஷா, கண்டென்ட்மெண்ட், திருப்தி. Be happy, content with whatever materials you have acquired. Whatever materials you have acquired, money, house, everything, have contentment, santosham, truptiya iru, santosham iru, content iru. If you want moksha, if you want moksha, be content. If you want moksha, develop forgiveness. If you want moksha, be compassionate. If you want moksha, be straightforward. Then satyam, speak truth, avoidance of lies, never utter words that which are lies. You need not tell all truth, okay. Avoidance of lies. If you say all truth, many times you hurt others. Many times you speak truth, it hurts others. The truth, when it is hurting others, it comes under himsa. A truth, because Ashtavakra sonnar, adhanaala na satyame pesindirke en sonna enna aidum, sila satyam vandu avanukku pidikkaadha satyam, it is bitter truth, it hurts the person, better not to speak such truth. Satyam bruyat, parantu priyam api bruyat, priyamana satyam pesu. நப்ரூயா சத்தியம் அப்ரியம், அப்ரியமான சத்தியம் பேசாதே. ஏஷோ தர்ம சனாதன, பிரியமனு சொல்லி அன்றுத்தம் நான் ப்ரூயாது. அவனுக்கு பிரியமா இருக்கும், நான் அன்றுத்தம் சொன்னாலும் கூட நான் பொய் சொன்னாலும் அவனுக்கு ரொம்ப பிடிக்கும், அது சொன்னா அப்படி பேசாதேன்னு சொல்ற. சத்தியம் ப்ரூயாத் பிரியம் ப்ரூயாத் ந ப்ரூயாத் சத்தியம் அப்ரியம் பிரியம் சனாந்திருத்தம் ப்ரூயாத் ஏஷோ தர்ம சனாதன சத்யவிரதம். Stick to that vrata, speaking truth, avoidance of lies. All these, what you have to do? Bhaja. How you have to resort to them? Piyushavat, like a nectar. Amrutatika, yepri vodran. Amrutam, amrutana, piyusham. Nectar, madri. Daya is amrutam. Kshama is amrutam for me. Arjavam must be amrutam for me. சத்தியம் மஸ்ட் பி அமிர்தம் ஃபார் மீ. ஆல் தி ஃபைவ் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் மஸ்ட் பி அமிர்தம். பா எவ்வளவு நிம்மதியா இருக்கு. அமிர்தம் குடிச்சா எப்படி இருக்கும்? தயா குணம் இருக்கும்போது அப்படி இருக்கணும், ஆர்ஜவம் குணம் இருக்கும்போது அப்படி இருக்கணும். அமிர்தம் குடிச்சின மாதிரி இருக்கணும், ஒரு ஆனந்தம், ஆனந்தமா இருக்கணும். க்ஷமான்னார். தட்ஸ் வை தர்மபுத்ரா செட் க்ஷமா பத்னிஹி என்னாடு. மை வைஃப் இஸ் my forgiveness only, not Draupadi. He said my forgiveness, na forgiveness is only my wife. Shanti patni kshama putraha, kshama putraha, not patni. Shanti patni kshama putraha, my sons are only this kshama. Appadi irkanu. Who are your friends and relatives? And first, all daivi sampath is my friends and relatives, near and dear and photograph wedding card la, near and dear. Who are all your near and dear? Kshama, daya, santosha, satyam, arjavam, piyushavat, bhaja. Next shloka. Na prithivi na jalam na agnihi ந வாயுர் ஜௌர் ந வா பவான் ஏஷாம் சாக்ஷிணா ஏஷாம் சாக்ஷிணமாத்மானம் சித்ரூபம் வித்தி முக்தயே. See that he is repeating the word what he is, has mentioned, Janaka Maharaja. That is the way of teaching, no? So, he is, I am not teaching something else. I am teaching connected to your question. Katham muktim prapnoti inar. Katham, how can I attain mukti, you have asked. If you are interested in mukti, you have to give up this. And you have to develop these five points. You have to give up vishaya. You have to develop kshama, arjavam, satyam, etc. Similarly, muktaye, for a person who is interested in mukti. Muktaye, for moksha, you are interested in moksha. Muktaye, for liberation, chaturthi vibhakti. முக்தயே வித்தி, மே யூ நோ வாட் சித்ரூபம். சித்ரூபம் மீன்ஸ் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். ரூபம் மீன்ஸ் நேச்சர். சித் மீன்ஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், சைத்தன்யம். சித்ரூபம், வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் சித்ரூபம்? ஆத்மானம், which consciousness is in the form of your own self. ஆத்மானம் சித்ரூபம், வெளியில எங்கேயோ அங்கே இங்கே தேடாதே. ஆத்மானம், நீங்க செக்கு மேல எழுதுறையே செல்ஃப் செல்ஃப் அனு, அந்த செல்ஃப் தான் அந்த செல்ஃப். ஆத்மானம் சித்ரூபம், சித்ரூபம் இஸ் விசேஷணம் ஃபார் ஆத்மானம். ஆஸ் வாட்? சாட்சிணம். Sakshinam means as the witnesser. Witnesser of what? Esham, of these. Witnesser of these. What? Prithivi, Jalam, Agni, Vayu, Jauh. Atma is the witnesser of these five elements. What are they? Earth. Atma is the witnesser of earth. Atma is the witnesser of waters. Atma is the witnesser of fire. Atma is the witnesser of air. Atma is the witnesser of space. But not you. That is not you. You are Sakshi of five elements. You are not Prithvi, you are not waters, you are not fire, you are not space, you are not air. Na Prithvi, na Jalam, na Prithvi Bhavan. You are not the earth. Na Jalam Bhavan. You are not the water. Na Agnihi Bhavan. You are not the fire. Na Vayuhu Bhavan. You are not the air. Na space, you are not. அதே எதுக்கு சொல்லணும்னா நமக்கு தெரியாதா என்ன? The entire world made up of five elements. You are not, that means what? Five elements, body is made out of five elements, mind is made up of five elements. You are not Stula Sariram, you are not Sukshma Sariram. You are the Sakshi of Stula Sukshma Sariram and you are the Sakshi of the entire world which is made out of five elements. Therefore, you are Sakshi, the witnesser, consciousness principle, he Janaka. This is what you have to know for liberation. Not bhajani, not namajapa, not meditation. You have to claim, I am Atman, consciousness, who is the witnesser of everything. If you know, you are liberated. More in the next class. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.